phones and recorders.
Everybody good? Obviously, disappointing ending, but I just obviously want to congratulate North Carolina on a great game. I thought they played really well got a tough-fought victory, which they always are in our conference. Obviously, that team is as talented top to bottom as we've seen all year and as any as we've seen in a while. So we know how tough those games are against teams that have so much talent. So I was proud of the guys, the way they fought, and they came back in the second half. And I'm obviously pleased with the way that we fought and some of the things we did in the second half. But tough to give a team like that big a lead or allow them to get that lead, because I don't want to take anything away from them, and try to dig yourself out in such a short amount of time. So, again, I appreciate the efforts of the guys and keep fighting. But when you dig yourself that big a hole, it's really hard to come back against a quality opponent.
Coach, how did the team take the loss? I mean,
Obviously, they were disappointed. You know, I think the conference games mean a lot to them. Carolina, I think a lot of those guys, our players know their players, and they know their tradition. And so these are games they really look forward to. So when you lose, it's always tough. I think it's that much harder when it's, you know, a rival and a conference foe.
Coach, the scouting report on Kieran Burke, was it to shoot high?
No, it wasn't. You know, we didn't, you know, that wasn't the plan going in. Hey, shoot the ball high and shoot it stick side. You know, sometimes shooting can be tricky. You know, sometimes the ball where you shoot it doesn't always end up where you want. You know, with the sticks and the balls and pressure that people put on you, sometimes it doesn't always go where you'd like it to be. And, you know, sometimes, you know, what you see, and then when he shoots it, sometimes that disappears pretty well. So that certainly wasn't the case.
Also, I imagine you've seen defenses double pull you guys in the past. What was it that North Carolina was doing today that was different?
You know, I think I thought they played just real good, solid defense. I really felt like, you know, what we needed to just do a better job of is have more poise, have a little more patience on offense. I thought they did a really nice job of spinning the ball and waiting for the best available shot, and we need to do a better job of that. And we talked about that at halftime. You know, just it's not going to come right away, and we can't muscle it. You know, we got to be patient, let it come a little bit more, and play out of the flow, and we can't be a one-dodge team. And sometimes when you press a little harder, you know, you just get away from what you'd like to do. And there's a lot that we can learn from this game. We try to learn from every game, including last week. Even when we win, we're pretty critical of some things, knowing what our expectations are. And there's a lot of teachable moments here. I like this team a lot. You know, I believe in the leadership that we have. And, you know, I'm confident our guys will respond. And I'm confident those guys will come back ready to work on Monday, getting ready for a really good Virginia team.
These two games, Charlie's kind of going 50-50 after dominating. Anything that you depicted they're doing against them?
I think we went against two really good guys. I think people study our film just like we study theirs. You know, I think sometimes with those ground balls too, you know, that it's a tie-up and it's anybody's ball. So sometimes it's the face-off guy being able to win it clean, but a lot of times when the two guys are that good, they can at times negate each other, and then it becomes 50-50s, and you know your wing guys and then your 10-on-10 become important. But I really think that we saw a great face-off guy today, and I think we saw a great face-off guy last week, so I think that has a lot to do with it.
Did you get a sense, as North Carolina was building a lead, was there any tightness on the guys' part?
We tried not to. We tried to keep them loose, and we tried to – every time we had a huddle, we just talked about, you know, we always ask them the same question, whether we're winning or losing it, what's the score? And they always say 0-0. And we're like, don't play the scoreboard. Just make the next play, because you can't get it back all at once. And sometimes, you know, when it's not going the way that you want, you get away from what you've been taught and, you know, what we emphasize, because you want to get it back to tied or ahead, and it just doesn't work that way. You know, you just got to make one simple play after another, make good decisions, keep pricking up ground balls, keep getting those clears, and you know, hopefully you win a few face-offs. And you know, the great thing about lacrosse is, even though you dig yourself a hole, it is a momentum game. So you know, sometimes when you're behind, if you can catch and catch up, now all of a sudden you put yourself, even if the score is tied, it sometimes feels like you're in a better place than the other team because you've clawed back. You got a lot of momentum. The kids are feeling good. Versus, hey, we are up, and then they close the gap, and you maybe get away from what got you there. You grab your stick a little too tight. You start second guess yourself. So there's always an opportunity for when you're down to try to reestablish momentum, get it tied, and then build off that. And hopefully the kids feed off that energy because you know where you got you where you came from, and getting it back to within a goal or being tied or being up a goal. It's like, all right, that's great, and it is a momentum game. And that's what we were hoping to do at halftime is maybe get the first one and win that quarter and then knowing, hey, just keep doing what we're supposed to be doing, play like Terps, and just keep playing that way for 60 minutes. We know how good they are, and they went on a lot of runs during the year. You know, they've been able to score, win faceoffs, score, get some transition, and unfortunately they got some transition today we were hoping to stay away from. But give them credit, they're really good at it.
Do you think they have the edge as the team trying to upset you guys and then obviously got the momentum there?
It's hard to tell. You know, I'm not sure what their mindset was coming in. You know, I think the season is a grind. You go through a lot of ups and downs. And, you know you're not going to play, you know, your A game every single week. It's your goal. But over the course of the season, you know, there are times when it's just hard. You know, you don't have the magic. Things are a little bit tougher, and a lot of times that happens against really good opponents like Carolina, and so you've got to kind of grind your way through it. You know, I think Carolina and going into it, you know, we felt like we had a pretty challenging schedule at the beginning. We expected more of those games to be pretty close, and we've been a little bit fortunate in that, you know, our guys have gotten up a little bit. But as you go through the season, sometimes when things don't go your way or you face a little bit more adversity, you know, maybe, you know, there is that onus of, hey, you know, we're going to grow from this. We're going to learn from this. Maybe some of your flaws get exposed, and then you learn. And much like right now, that's something that we've got to do. We've really got to learn from what we did right and what we did wrong. Because there were a lot of good things there today, you know. I mean, being down that many and coming back, you know, a few years ago, we were in the same situation with North Carolina, and we didn't even make that run. And a lot of guys were part of that team. So, you know, we don't really look for moral victories per se, but we do look for teachable moments because the season is long and there's a lot of things that we're going to see again and we're going to experience again. And we need to make sure that we look back and say, all right, here's what happened and here's what we're going to do next time we're in this spot. And hopefully we grow.
Coach, North Carolina's attacker, their scores are all small. Does that create any difficulty, the unusualness of Bitter and Sankey and